Welcome to a new episode of Coach's Corner. Today it's Lacrosse Edition. I'm Sammy Glassman alongside Aaron Milburn for HWTV, and today we are joined by head coach Eric Crum. Wolverines have just finished their season, and Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Coach, first off, tell us a little about yourself, how long you've been around the sport, and how you came to Harvard-Westlake.
Yeah, this is my ninth year as a head coach up here at Harvard-Westlake. I grew up in Denver, Colorado. I was playing hockey, lacrosse, and football my whole life, and I moved to Southern California when I was 15 years old. I went to Mira Costa High School in Manhattan Beach, and continued to play lacrosse throughout college. I went to Salisbury University and came back here in 2012 and started a youth lacrosse program, and have been coaching up here ever since. So, yeah, it's a great game, and we've had some really special teams, and this was another special team this season.
Nice, nice. And we were wondering, what do you love most about coaching this the sport of lacrosse? Like, if you could name one thing, and especially at the high school level, and what has been your favorite part about coaching this year's team at Harvard-Westlake in particular?
That's a great question. Coaching sports, I think, is great. I've learned a lot of life's lessons through sports, not only lacrosse, but all sports. Being a part of a team is something that I cherish, and being able to lead a team as a coach has been a lot of fun. It comes with its challenges, but to see leaders on our team inspire other players, younger players, newer players, to see more experienced players help less experienced players. Those types of things is what I do it for. And when you watch the field and you see players play together and you see them cheer or be in defeat together, them working hard is something that I cherish.
Yeah, and Coach, if you were to maybe single out a couple of those older upperclassmen, maybe give them a shout out and talk about what they were able to do this year as leaders.
Look, I got a list of seniors right here, and I think it's very important that we do speak about all these seniors. Some of these guys have been in our Harvard-Westlake lacrosse program for 6 years, 2 years at the middle school and 4 years up here at the upper school. This year, the team was really led by Diego Godoy and Beckett Lee, along with Slater Vance, Miles Lotterett-Gez, Ari Solar, Camille, Matthew Murray, Bronwyn Vance, and Chris Healy. All of these seniors had a part in being a special team this year. We've had, from Diego, Beckett, and Ari, they were our offensive threats. A lot of goals were scored by those three. And then you mix in some great defense from Slater Vance, Miles Lotterett-Gez, and Matthew Murray. Chris Healy was a senior this year. He was finally being a starting midfielder. He had a phenomenal season. He had a wrist injury, which stopped him a little early, but he had a great season. And then, again, this was Bronwyn's second year of being on the men's lacrosse team, and she did a phenomenal job. She is an unbelievable teammate. She's a hard worker, and she just brings a lot of energy to the team. So this senior class has been very special. Our 11th grade class, our juniors, Spencer Barber, Gus Townley, Declan Murphy, Banyan Klein, and Vincenzo Ribizade. Declan started doing face-offs this year and was doing an awesome job, and the team was really getting behind him, so it was really fun to see.
Yeah, and if you were to give one word or phrase to describe the team, the identity, what would that be?
This was a challenging year, and the one word that I would say is this team had good perseverance. We dealt with a lot of challenges. We had a goalie that left the school who was our starting goalie, and he left school. And I will say this, these two guys came to this team this year in November, 2023 in November. They were both new to the sport. It's Theo Wu and Lucas O'Connor. They were new to the sport, and when our goalie left in January, which is only a month before the season starts, Lucas and Theo were like, "Coach, I'll play goalie." They just started playing lacrosse. They've never played the position, and both of them stepped up. They worked really hard. They were nervous. It was challenging, but they rose to the occasion, and it was really, really special to see.
Well, that's nice, nice. And kind of an extension of the last question, are there any other things that you you believe went well this season, or maybe are there some up-and-coming leaders, like freshmen and sophomores, who still have time on the team to develop their skills?
Yeah, there were some special freshmen. Like I just said, Theo and Lucas were our freshman goalies this year. Another freshman that really stood out was Daniel Kim. We call him DK. He's also a hockey player as well. Some 10th graders that did a really good job this year. Ben Simmons, he's a starting defender for us. We have Zane Burstyn, who runs a little bit at midfield. And then another 10th grader that did a really good job was Max Tipple. He's just starting. He's a newer player, less experience, but a very hard worker. And I know that with his hard work, he's going to get that experience up this summer.
I kind of wanted to go back to Bronwyn on this team. She's kind of following in the footsteps of Prentice Corbin a couple years ago. She kind of broke that barrier and joining the boys team, because we don't have a girls lacrosse team at our school. So what was her role this year, and how was she kind of like another leader on this team, and what she brought with that as well?
She's definitely a leader. She comes with the same, if not more, energy for every practice, every game. And Bronwyn knows this. She didn't play as much as some of the other starting boys players like her brother, and she understands that. She was one of the biggest teammates on the sideline cheering, not only for her brother, for every player on the team. She was the first to cheer. She was the first to give a handshake or a high five with them coming off the field and saying good job. So it doesn't even matter that she was a female. She was an amazing teammate. And when Bronwyn came to me 2 years ago and said, "Hey coach, I really want to play," and she said, "I'll be a good teammate, and I'll be a hard worker. I love the sport." That was enough for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that kind of switching gears a little bit, what were some of the obstacles and some of the challenges that the team saw this year?
Yeah, so I already mentioned one. Our starting goalie stopped coming to school here at Harvard-Westlake, and that brought a whole new obstacle and challenge of getting goalies in and getting them shots and getting them the experience. Also in January, our defensive coordinator, Coach Riley Lazda, took the head coaching position at Brentwood, and that was also in January as well. So those two losses in January were tough. And then after our first game against Brentwood, so we actually played Coach Riley our first game. So it was his first game of being a new coach at Brentwood and us playing him. And after that first game, our offensive coordinator, Eli Laza, his brother, took a position with another job across the country. So a life decision, which is we completely supported. But it was just another challenge that kind of added to it. And then each year, we will have, like, Chris Healy. He broke his wrist, and that was right in the middle of the season. We thought we would get him back for the end of the season, but every year we have a few injuries that will take us out. Ari Soler Camille broke his fifth metatarsal later on in the year, so we didn't have him for the last 2 weeks. So those were some challenges, but, even though it wasn't our best record in program history, there was a whole lot that our team learned about hard work, about perseverance, about setting goals and trying to obtain those goals. So I feel like we learned a lot, and it was overall, I think, a successful season.
Oh, yeah. Those are really definitely important life lessons to learn. But we just want to talk a little bit about this past offseason. What are some of the skills that you tried to coach the team on during that time, and what are some things that you would change for this upcoming offseason?
Yeah, so this offseason, and look, as an athlete yourself, off-seasons are kind of about what you do as an individual. Yeah. Yes, being a part of a lacrosse team during the summer is going to be important. We're going to want them to go to tournaments. We're going to want them to go to camps. But really, they're going to have to put the time in on their own. They're going to have to do wall ball. They're going to have to go to the beach and do sand sprints. So it's really just about dedicating, like I said, setting some goals, figuring out what went wrong this year or some challenges this year, setting goals on how we can get those or meet those challenges next year, and then just work at obtaining those goals. So if we can do that, we're actually right now we're in the middle of exit meetings with all of our student athletes right now. So we're going to set them up with a kind of a personal individualized plan for how they can come back better.
So the team lost to Sierra Canyon in the first round of the Mission League playoffs. Looking back to last year, made it all the way to the quarterfinals of CIF playoffs. So what can you bring from, I guess, two seasons ago now into next season? Because maybe not as many athletes were on that team a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. How can you bring what you learned from that season to this upcoming season?
That's a great question. We're gonna have a fresh new set of eighth graders coming in. A lot of our middle school team right now is undefeated. Coach Hattler, who is our middle school head coach, is doing a phenomenal job down there. We have some really good eighth graders coming in. So even those eighth graders will be young ninth graders next year. That will help. But also moving forward, looking at the season and looking at scheduling more games for next year, I think that getting game experience for our less experienced players is going to be very important. Since we don't have the numbers to have a junior varsity team, we're going to have to schedule a few more games next year that will give our newer players some more meaningful experience.
Yeah. And coming in on your ninth season here at Harvard West, like I'm sure you're well aware of like the academically rigorous reputation here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we were just wondering, like, how, as the head coach, like, how do you view and manage the relationship here between academics and athletics?
That's a really great question. And you guys both know from experience of the academic rigor. But you guys also chose to come here, and your families chose to come here. This is an academic institute, and I understand that, and the team understands that. It is challenging. It is challenging to be a student athlete and to wake up sore maybe, go to class for 8 hours, and then come get yelled at by your coach for 2 more hours and then go home and do the thing over again. It's tiring. But the ones who love it, and the ones who are dedicated to it can make it happen. If you look at, the Yales, the Harvards, the Dukes, I mean, those right now in our sport are some of the top lacrosse programs, the Virginias. They're some of the top lacrosse programs in the country, but they're also some of the top academic schools in the country as well. So if we can condition our players right now to understand their class schedule, their athletic schedule, and how that will flow into the bigger picture, I think we're going to get these kids ready for college and get them ready for college athletics.
All right, Coach, I think we touched on about everything. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to come chat with us. Thanks to the viewers for tuning in and watching this episode of Coach's Corner. Thank you very much.